We'll wind up this evening's program with some short piano etudes of Maria Szymanowska. They're interesting because you can hear classicism slipping into romanticism in these pieces. As I was playing this recording at home the other day, my husband yelled in from the kitchen, "Sounds like Chopin!" And indeed, they do sound rather Chopin-esque. The interesting thing is that they were written before Chopin wrote his etudes, and indeed, Polish scholars credit Szymanowska with enormous influence on the young Chopin. Szymanowska was also purported to have inspired poems by Goethe. Maria Wolowska Szymanowska, born in Warsaw in 1789, was the first Polish pianist to gain a European reputation. Although neither of her parents was a musician, as a child she was given the best musical education Warsaw had to offer. Beginning in 1810, she toured throughout continental Europe and England. She married in 1810, but her husband was not interested in her career, and she left him in 1820, taking her three children with her. Szymanowska supported herself and her family by concertizing, composing, and teaching. In 1828, she settled in St. Petersburg, where she had an official position as court pianist to the Tsarina. She died in that city during a cholera epidemic. Szymanowska's published piano works include nocturnes, waltzes, and etudes. They were known and played throughout Europe. She was one of the first composers to write concert music employing such Polish dance forms as the mazurka and the polonaise. She also composed songs and chamber works. And now, the etudes in F, C, and E major by Maria Szymanowska, played by Nancy Fierro, a nun from Los Angeles.